Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to Absolute Alignment with Christy L. Biga, when success feels easy, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And now your host, Christy L. Biga.
Hi, everyone. Welcome for this new episode of Absolute Alignment with Christelle, when success feels easy. We are here every first and third Friday of the month to empower you, give you the tools that will help you on the most important journey of your life. I like to call it the journey back home, the journey in discovering who you really are and who you are here to be. And I think now more than ever, it's important to take that journey, to embark on that powerful journey, because this is an interesting time to be alive, to be on this planet, on this earth at this time, where it feels like the very foundation of earth have been shaken, and we don't know anymore what is happening. We're looking for answers. We're looking for some sense of safety. And sometimes some of us are looking for freedom, real freedom. That's why I believe this is really important at this time to embark on that journey, because real freedom, real safety can only be found within. Hi, my name is Christelle Biga. I'm your host. And we, as I mentioned, we are here every first and third Friday of the month at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can watch the replay on Transformation Talk Radio or my YouTube channel, Christelle Biga, to hear more about what we are doing here and get more of the tools I share here with all the guests I have here on each episode. What a time to be alive, really. And while we are looking for that safety that we feel like we have lost, we feel like we have lost total control, we feel confused and worried and anxious, which is normal, which is human, because when we don't feel like we have control over what is happening, we get scared. We feel anxious and we are worried what is going to happen tomorrow, what is going to happen to me, to my kids, to my family, what is going to happen. And then nobody can actually give you that answer because nobody knows what tomorrow holds. But one thing that I can share with you with certainty is that you have the keys to decide what tomorrow is going to look like for you. Maybe you don't have the power to change what the world as outside of you looks like, but the power you have is to decide how your world is going to look like. Most importantly, how your world is going to feel like. That's the power you have. And I believe these times are really interesting for us because we have so many opportunities right now to remember that fundamental truth. We have for so long forgotten that truth about who we really are and how powerful we are, that we have given away our power to other things outside of ourselves. And now that those things are falling apart, now that the security we have built outside of ourselves doesn't feel that safe anymore. For me, it's an opportunity to remember this forgotten truth, that the real safety, the real freedom, the real peace is not outside, has never been. It was an illusion that we have created. And now we have the opportunity with all that is happening to remember that it's time to look back within, to come back home, because home, there is peace. Home, there is freedom. Home, we are safe always. We have always been. And if right now we feel like we are not safe, or we feel anxious about what is coming or what is happening, it's an opportunity to stop and remember that there is something powerful, and I'm the owner of that power, the ultimate power to create something different, to create a different world for myself, a different world that feels good to me, a different world that feels safe to me. That's the power we have, that we have always had. So no need to look around and look for something to save us, to change things for us. We have done that for so long. And we know now for sure when we look around, when we look at the world, nothing is secure. Nothing is that safe. The economy, all of a sudden, is not that safe anymore. Job security is not security anymore. So all the things we thought, we believed as true, and we gave away our power to, and we relied on to find security, to find safety. Now that all of that is questionable, the only thing that remains true, unshakable and unquestionable, is who we really are, how powerful we really are. And I want you to really think about it. How powerful am I right now? And what can I do right now to shift, to decide to see something different, to decide to experience something different, to decide to live something different? And I guarantee you have that power. Nothing outside of yourself can decide how your life looks like and how you feel about yourself and about your life and the world around you. Nothing has that power unless you give away that power. But my invitation to you is to take back that power, because it's yours. You have the power to create the world you want to live in. It's not a nice story, it's the truth. And I just want you to think about it. How powerful is that to know that, hey, I'm not at the mercy of the world around me. I'm not at the mercy of circumstances. I'm not at the mercy of, you know, the election's results. I'm not at the mercy of the climate, whatever. I'm not at the mercy of a virus, none of that. I'm in control at any given moment, well, no matter what happens. I'm in control of myself. I'm in control of my reality. I'm in control of my emotions. I'm in control of my situation. And if that's the truth, what can I do today? What can I do right now to shift things around? What can I do right now to create something different? It starts by deciding that it doesn't have to be that way. We see the world through the lens of our conditioning, what we believe, what we know. So the first step to see something different, a different world, not because the circumstances have changed, but because we decide to change, the world around us starts changing. I know a lot of people are in the conversation of what can we do to make things better? What can we do to change things? What can we do to shift, to change what is happening? There is not much to do outside of yourself. The main work to do is within yourself. The question is, what can I do today to be the person that lives a different life, to be the person that feels different? Who do I need to be today for the world to look the way I want it to look like? It's about us. It's not about what people are doing or what is happening. It's about how we are feeling, how we show up, and who we decide to be in the midst of all of it. That's the power we have. And the moment we do that shift, we decide to remember that, hey, nothing can decide how I feel right now. Nothing can decide what my future is going to look like. I have the power to create it. Now I'm in the power. I'm in a position to feel different and see things differently. Not be scared anymore about what I see, but know that ultimately, if I don't like what I'm seeing, I can choose to see something different. I can create something different. If I don't like the way I feel right now, I can shift that. And I can decide to feel different. That's the power we have. And that's the journey I invite you to embark on during these times. That's why today on this show, I have a special guest. She's an amazing soul. She will introduce herself in the second part of the show. And she will share with you how to shift out from anxiousness and worry. And I think it's really important for us now more than ever to remember that we can shift. We have the power. We have always had the power. And it's important for us to remember that. Thank you for being here for this episode. We're going to take a break and we're going to come on the second part where our guests will be here. So stay tuned. Don't leave. We're just going to be out for a few seconds and be back here. See you soon.
Impact Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got Talk Radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be, and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
And we are back for the second part of Absolute Alignment with Christelle, When Success Feels Easy. Again, we are here every first and third Friday of the month, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 3:30 p.m. Eastern time, to embark on a journey, the journey of our life, the most important one. And we are here today with my guest, Joanna Rochester. She's an intuitively guided coach, speaker, author, and a lot of things, but I will give her a chance to share with us around the topic, how to shift out of anxiousness and worry. So welcome, Joanna.
Thank you, Christelle. All right. Thanks for having me today. Hi, everyone. As mentioned, I'm an intuitive life coach and author and speaker, but I think what I'd really love to share with you is to go back a couple of years and how to explain to you how I've learned to shift out of that anxiousness and worry, because I was anxious and worried all the time. Years ago, I used to work for, I'm from Canada, in one of the largest banks in Canada, and I was in the corporate finance and, you know, getting caught up in my world and trying to be that perfect employee with three kids that were at home and a husband that was working all the time. So trying to be that perfect mother, the perfect employee, and the perfect wife. And none of it was working all that well. And I was getting anxious all the time and worried. But I think one of the biggest things is that I didn't realize how anxious and worried I was. And I ended up getting sick with a disease that is, you know, often brought on when people are in overdrive all the time. And so that's where I'd learned to make changes. And I had to come to understand myself better. And Christelle talked a lot about it before, that, you know, rather than looking outside for what's already inside of you, you've got the power to shift everything, to change anything, once you come to understand yourself better. We all have this story, that story that we've created about who we are, but that story is not our truth. And so we constantly are getting caught up and limiting ourselves by that story. And often that story is that we're worriers, or that we are anxious, or that we can't do it by ourselves, that we need someone else. And so one of the biggest things that I teach my clients when I work with them is to be an observer in their life and to pay attention to what's going on physically within themselves, what's going on mentally, what are your thoughts like? We have about 4,000 thoughts every single day, and it's the same ones repeating over and over again. So do you tell yourself you're stupid or you're an idiot or that's a dumb thing to do? So pay attention to those thoughts and just start to notice them at first, because over time you're going to want to move away from some of those thoughts. But if you can shift by noticing them, then you can make a significant difference in your body, because mentally and emotionally, how you manifest things always end up on a physical level. So if you're overwhelmed like I was, or anxious and worried, you will end up affecting your body on that physical, the biological level. So become that observer, listen to your thoughts, pay attention to your emotions. Emotions are always there, right? No matter what, but it's whether or not they affect us on a physical level. So we can get triggered all the time by things that are going on in the world. And there's a lot going on in our worlds right now. The election and COVID and worrying about jobs and what we're going to do and so many things. But if we can be that observer and observe how we respond to the situation, then we can change how we are affected by it, that mindset, the way we see the world, the way Christelle mentioned, because we can't change the world around us, but we can change how we see it, and we can change how we allow it to affect us. Because it is happening, but it's not happening to us. It's not actually affecting us. We may be allowing it to and worrying about it, but that's where, if we can be that observer and notice how we're responding, then we can change how we deal with it. And I think that's the beauty of becoming more aware of awakening, of stepping into who you truly are, allows you to then step back from the world and step back from what is taking place, so that you don't have to get caught up in it, right? If you find that you're caught up in drama all the time, there's often, there is a link to on a physical level that your body gets used to that drama, gets used to that overstimulation brought on by the drama. So if you can be that observer and notice it, then you won't get caught up in the drama. And it's the same thing with anxiety and worry. If you can be aware that you're getting caught up in the anxiety and the drama, then you can step back from it and go, I'm not dealing with that anymore. So, one of the things is to stop watching the news, right, on a regular basis, right? I just before I got on today, I turned it on, because I wanted to see what was going on. But you can so quickly, get caught up in that YouTube or Facebook cycle, right, where you go down the rabbit hole in an hour or 2 hours, 3 hours later, you don't come back up. And then, but then you'll notice that you're not very happy anymore, that you're worried, you're anxious, you're caught up in that world. And it's actually a collective consciousness that you can get caught up in if you're not being that observer and recognizing what your body's showing you. Because often when you're caught up in that collective consciousness, you know yourself that when you are anxious or worried, either you're in overdrive, right, or you're starting to lose energy, right, because that takes up a lot of energy to be caught up in that. So if you can move away from that and notice that either, you're really low on energy because you're giving away your energy, giving away your power to other people, the collective consciousness, or you're using up too much energy because you're caught up in the anxiousness and the worry and the stress. So just start to pay attention more. But what happens is when you're being in the moment, when you're being present, when you're aware of what's going on. And this is what happens with anxiousness and worry, is that you're not in the moment. You're anxious about what's going to happen in the future or what happened in the past. And we spend way too much in the future and the past. It's time to become more present. And in the present, you can find yourself. You can look inside and see what you need and come to realize that power that's already within you, and that you don't have to be afraid, because you can create the world that you want when you're in the moment and when you're feeling powerful. I had an event just a couple of weeks ago that was transformed, I think, anyways, really know, but it was an event. I had to deal with a situation and I knew I had to deal with it. So I manifested, I pictured how I wanted to see me coming out of that event, the outcome of it. And when I was in the moment, I stood in my power and said, this is what I need. And this is how I'm going to do it. And the other person, because I wasn't angry or frustrated or anything like that, or anxious, they had no other response other than to say, okay. So it was really a powerful thing to stand in my power, ask what I needed, and then to have an outcome. You know, the person wasn't satisfied, right? But they didn't have any other choice because I wasn't coming at them, I wasn't being defensive, all those things. But that's where being in your power, getting away from anxiousness and worry, can bring you to that place where you're able to do what you want, to create the world that you want. So be that observer, stand in your power, be in the moment, but then also be grateful for what you have. You know, to say, thank you, God, you know, whatever your higher power is, you know, for this amazing world that I live in already, and be able to find what makes you happy, find what is there for you already and be grateful. Because we really do live in an absolutely beautiful world. And yeah, stuff can be challenging or a true adventure sometimes that, you know, kind of makes it seem like everything's, you know, wonderful. But I'm trying to say, rather than adventure, that, you know, a terrible thing or trauma or whatever, but it is that, you know, if we can look at each event that's creating conflict or stress within us, as look at it differently and see, you know, why am I being shown this? What can I learn from this? I'm grateful that I was shown this. I'm grateful for this event that's taking place. I'm grateful for, you know, with COVID, the time that I have to understand myself better. It's switching up that mindset, understanding yourself better, and then being able to incorporate that better understanding of yourself back into your world and change your world and make it the one that you want. So, you know, I think, Christelle, we say the same things, just slightly different.
I love what you mentioned about, you know, people not being in the moment. That's why they are so worried, because they already, when something is happening now, instead of them being witnessing what is happening now, they are already projecting, okay, if it's happening now, what does that mean for the future?
Yes.
Right? Okay, now that is happening, what am I going to do tomorrow? Because they're missing out the opportunity to experience what is happening now. Mm-hmm. Because if you just stay in the now, maybe it's not that terrible, but because you live the present moment, you're already going to the future. Okay, what does that mean for the future? Nothing. You decide what is going to mean for the future.
Mm-hmm. I remember Adele in a concert where someone was filming her, right up close to the stage, and she stopped the concert and said, like, stop filming me, I'm right here. Right, watch me now, because you won't get this chance again. So it's so true to, you know, every situation, right? Be present, right? And when you can be in gratitude, you know yourself, right? That gratitude raises your vibration and life becomes happier and smoother and everything like that when you can be in that higher vibration. So yeah, be in the moment. And if you can't be grateful, at least be able to see, you know, there's brighter days ahead. This will change tomorrow. I can change it when I'm in my power.
Definitely. Yes. Yes. Gratitude also, the way you explain it, doesn't mean you are grateful for the things that look the way you want them to look like. Even when it doesn't look that way, even though it doesn't look pleasant and, you know, happy and all of that, be grateful to be experiencing what you're experiencing right now, because that itself, it's a gift to be alive, to experience that whatever we call tough times, or, you know, being there is a reason to be grateful for. So,
yeah, exactly. I used to work with a priest and he would say, I woke up this morning, I'm grateful.
Yes, that's enough. Being alive is enough. It's the biggest gift ever, right? To have even these challenges is a gift that we can decide and choose to see as gift as such. Thank you so much, Joanna. This was really powerful. Do you want to share with the viewers and the listeners where they can connect with you?
Sure. I can be found at soulalchemisthealing.com or email joanna@joannaroger.com. I'm on the Speak Up Empower platform and on Facebook at Joanna Roger or Soul Alchemist.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you so much, all of you, for joining us. We hope this conversation helped you some way, somehow, to shift out of worry and anxiousness and take back your power. We are here every first and third Friday of the month for Absolute Alignment with Christelle, when success feels easy. You can catch a replay on Transformation Talk Radio Network and also on my YouTube channel, Christelle Biga. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here with you and spend this time together. See you on the next episode.